white background with stripes on it, darker green stripes on it.
Does it have a special name?
You know, there used to be a special name for that, and I can't remember it now.
There's
one called an African watermelon, I think, that's smaller.
What does that look like?
More like a shaped like a ball, and they might be about the size of a 17-inch softball, you know, a big softball, something like that. Maybe even a little bit bigger than that.
What do you call them? Well, do you ever hear of a kind of melon called musk melon or mush melon?
I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is.
What did you hear it called?
Both.
Do you remember who used it and what you think it was referring to?
Well, I guess I thought it was something like a, if I had to guess, I would guess it was something like a honeydew melon.
Mm-hmm. And something people smoke.
Cigarettes, pipes, cigars.
Any slang names for cigarettes?
Weeds. Well, that's another old one, isn't it?
And someone offered to do you a favor. You didn't want to accept the favor because you didn't want to feel like you owed them something then. You'd say,
no thanks.
I don't want to feel
indebted to you.
Okay. Did you ever say beholden?
Perhaps, maybe so. Not generally.
What would your father say?
Indebted.
And someone asks you if you're able to do something, you say, sure, I
can do it.
And if you weren't able to, you say, no, I
can't do it.
If you just refuse.
Won't.
And say there's a really bad accident up the road, you say, well, there wasn't any need to call the doctor, because when we got there, the person was...
dead.
Was what dead? Was
already dead.
Did you ever say was done dead?
No.
And someone asks you about sundown to do some work, you might say, well, I got up to work before sunup and I, what all I'm going to today.
I've worked all I'm going to.
Did you ever say, I done and worked?
No.
And you say, in a situation like that, he what to be more careful. He
ought.
Okay. And if a child got a whipping, you say, I bet he did something he...
Shouldn't have done. Hello? No, it didn't.
That's off this is Federal Reserve.
Yeah, must have dialed the wrong number.
There's not a Federal Reserve Bank in New Orleans.
There's a branch of the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta.
Oh.
Right down there. See the building with all the lights around it? Not the big tall one. The next one, there's a park and some trees next to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Federal Reserve branch. See, it has lights all in front of it and then right in front of the building itself. About four stories. That's it.
Does every major city have a branch? Is it?
I don't really know that much about the setup, although it do a lot of bank work, but I go over there a lot.
To the Federal Reserve?
Yeah. Bring bonds to be redeemed, things like that. Buy bonds.
If a child got a whipping, you say he did something he
shouldn't have done.
Or using the other word, he
ought not to have done. But I wouldn't say that.
How does that sound?
Sounds a little formal.
And the child might say, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you...
won't do it.
Do you ever say, or using the word dare, you say, I'll bet you...
wouldn't dare.
Okay. Do you ever say you dastn't do it or
no.
daren't do it?
No.
Do you use the word dare much?
I don't think I have for a long time.
How does it sound?